Okay, hello pile two, those of you who chose pile two. So we are playing around with the question, what is required for you to choose according to who you are? What is required of you to step into your most authentic self? Okay, so you enjoy being mysterious. You have a lot of ancient wisdom, and you kind of enjoy not necessarily kind of sharing a lot of that. So you kind of like, there's a part of you that likes kind of the mystery of it all, but just know that there's a difference between keeping the mystery to yourself and then not actually showing, like, being mysterious to yourself. So you can totally step into who you are and everything that is, and still choose wisely who gets access to you, who gets access to your magic. And you have so much magic. There's so much I'm getting like past lives in the Arabic kingdoms, like where you still hold all those I'm hearing light codes and like seeing just a bunch of like codes, like downloads that you are, even without knowing, emitting out into every single thing. And there's a lot that you don't want to see. And even though you don't want to see it, other people do. So everybody else sees your magic, even though there's like a lot of it that you don't want to see. And there's a part of you, or not there's a part of you, but you just, the reason for why you don't want to see is like you don't know how to receive and process all this power. And I've been there too, and it's like our minds and our ego has such a twisted idea of how it is to allow all that power out. When we allow that power out, even though we perceive it as like too much, it isn't. It's like, it's so easy when we finally allow it. That what's difficult and heavy is the resistance to it, is the hiding. So when we come out of hiding, when we just are willing to see it for ourselves, like that's the biggest step, then it becomes easy and light, and you don't care how it's gonna look for like for others. And also, like, how it is that when you step into it yourself, you like your mind wants to play tricks on you, that like, oh my god, you're gonna change so much that like it's gonna be so obvious to everybody, you're gonna get too much attention or whatever, you know. But it's more the opposite, you know. When you just step into you and you don't buy into the drama or the lies and the, you know, trying to fit in or whatever, you become like crystallized, and you actually become less obvious to those who you don't want the attention from. So you become really shiny and big to those people who you actually are asking that will see you, that you want to be seen by. And those who are not going to treat you well, they won't see you anymore, like, thankfully. So I'm like, the key to everything is you being willing to see yourself. And this is not something that is necessarily a linear thing. But what is just the most important thing is just asking, what would it take for me to be willing to see myself? What would it take for me to be willing to see myself? What would it take for me to be willing to see myself? And this is such a beautiful card. What would it take for me to be willing to see myself? And all of a sudden this appeared to me, which is like, truly be kind to you. Be kind to this, like, to you during this journey. And be willing to not have like expectations about how long it's gonna take or whatever. So ask now into the universe and make a demand to, if you're willing, of course, if you're willing, now is the time to make that demand, okay? It's time that I stop hiding. As no more hiding. Like, I'll do whatever it takes to stop hiding. And you have to be willing to do whatever it takes and be whatever it takes. And to our ego, that sounds really scary. Like, wow, why would I be willing to do whatever it takes? But it's not something that the mind can grasp. But you're gonna have to be willing to not know how that's gonna, what that's gonna look like. So if you're willing to do that, now is the time. Make a wish. Because when we put that strong energy of demanding something, the universe can't not align everything to that demand. There's one thing of being like, yeah, okay, universe, I ask this. And if your whole being isn't in that same energy as those words, it's not gonna go very far. But once you reach that moment of like, you know what? This is not going to go any longer. I'm no longer living for everybody else. It's like, it doesn't work anymore. It's like something clicks within you and then you go into the energy of no more. And then you can make that demand and you can even like meditate on it for like 15 minutes until your whole body is vibrating with that demand. And once you do that, things start to fall into place. You'll get ideas, you'll get little whispers, you will get hunches. And you're going to have to follow these hunches. You're going to have to follow these little ideas, thoughts. Thoughts you get are coming from your spirit guides. Thoughts that are coming out of nowhere and it's going to light your being up. Those are ideas coming from your spirit guides, so they're also gonna, or like your spirit, the spirits that hang around you, your team. So like, don't go into your mind, just follow it and see like the shifts. And like then you're gonna build kind of a new foundation, a new energetic foundation for everything to fall into place. So thank you, pile two. Those of you who chose pile two, thank you for stopping by. And I'll see you next time.